When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And then all the great animal stuff I post will come up on your timeline. And you can see a picture of Jude and Paul in the studio with all the forks on the table. And you can see, I think it's the first picture of Trina that's been up, and her son Prescott. So everybody's getting famous on Facebook today. And it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are here. And by the way, if you want to check them out, website is www.whispering-dragon.com. Whispering-dragon.com. And if you need to email them, it is resonate@whispering-dragon.com. resonate@whispering-dragon.com email address for you. And if you'd just like to call them to chat with them or make an appointment, the phone number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836.
And we are also on Facebook, so, and the, can Whispering Dragon Center.
Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And somewhere, is it on the website that you sign up for your newsletter when that comes out and stuff?
You can do it either from the Facebook page or from the website.
Either the Facebook
or just email
or, just email it.
Or just resonate.
Yeah, that's emailing is probably.
And there should be another a newsletter probably this month.
Okay, so if you want to get the newsletter list, they're always got great info in them. You can shoot Paul an email at resonate@whispering-dragon.com. He'll get you on the list. We've got open phone lines if you would like to call in. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. I just looked over my shoulder. But boy, that wind is still blowing. The flags are flying, and it's still really cloudy out there.
Very cloudy.
Mike was probably right that maybe it won't clear up till this evening. But anyway, I'm glad to have it cool off. So let's find out what's going on down in Oregon. We're going to welcome back Christine. Good morning, Christine. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
What's happening with the weather down in Oregon?
It's hot.
Is it?
You know, the mornings are starting to get cool, but man, it gets hot.
So what is hot to you?
70, 80. Actually, it's in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, that's hot for me. 80s and 90s, that's hot for me.
Which, for me, picking tents, I can't do it. I get sick. I'm finding that I'm getting sick.
Well, I just know I just am not a heat person.
Me neither.
I think I have to go on vacation when it gets really hot. I was thinking about that because I was looking at some pictures. I don't know what it was I had on last night. or I switch around channel. But anyway, there's some. Oh, I think it was. It might have been beautiful. Maybe I was watching Olympics, and it might have been pictures of like Rio de Janeiro and the beaches when they're sunny and pretty, because their weather hasn't been all that great down there. But beautiful sunny beaches and all of that. And I was thinking, you know, it's like, yeah. Well, if I would go on vacation to a place like that, in, you know, in the hot weather, that would be lovely. And it's kind of like your perception is totally different, because you're there to relax and enjoy it and swim in the ocean and do all that stuff. That's different than having to work when it's 90 degrees.
It's true.
Or being around where you know you have things to do.
Right, exactly. So I think, you know, if the temperature goes up above a certain degree, then I think it should be officially, it makes it a vacation. Holiday. Yes. Yeah, a holiday vacation time. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I've settled that problem. All right, so Christine was kind of like a camper here last week, was our resident caller, because
yeah.
it was hot, as we say, last Sunday, and everybody was out in the sunshine, so the phone was a little slow, so we just roped Christine and worked on her animals and then some of the rescue animals. So did you notice anything with your animals after all the work Dr. Nils did last week?
With Woody, he actually let me get near him. I mean, he let me pet him to the point where I was brushing him. I sent you some pictures this morning.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the copier jammed, so we are not able to see them in the studio. I'll see them when I get home.
Okay, so Woody has all Cushing's, and
Jude and Paul. Tell Jude and Paul about Woody.
Okay, Woody has Cushing's.
But he's a horse, right?
Yes.
Big horse?
Very big. Big. Yeah.
What color is Woody? Brown,
he's
I think.
Brown.
Is
brown. Uh huh.
A thoroughbred type.
You know, he's huge. He's bulky too.
Oh, that's right. And you see, he's almost like a draft horse, but not really.
Not quite. No.
Okay.
And his pen mate is a blind horse, Helen. But with Woody, with the Cushings, I think he's got something else. Because they feed him special food. Probably doesn't have teeth. So they have to feed him wet grain or grain. And he hasn't been doing so well. So what I was doing was recce on him, but he was really moping. And he doesn't like to be touched or approached by people. So that particular day, after everybody did their work on him last week, he actually let me scratch him, you know, so that I could remove a lot of the excess hair, but only on one side, and then when he had enough, he walked away. Well, the next day he didn't want any part of me. And then, so I'm just keeping my distance, but giving him recce from there. And then with the other horse,
Should we tune into Woody first? Because it looks like Jude is tuning in at this point. So we should do one at a time.
Okay.
And
I don't know where this energy pattern is coming from.
Oh, but you are getting one.
Yeah, it almost is. It's almost like the grid of his energy is really closed up tight. So it feels like it wants to be
contracting.
They think he's ready to go.
To leave his body, you mean?
Yeah.
How old a horse is he? Do we have any idea?
No, I don't. My thing is mostly with the donkeys, but you know, I stop and give attention to horses I think need it.
Well, so it looks like you're going to start with higher frequency.
No, we're going to start with
Ohm and Chiron.
Start with Chiron just for the human animal connection here. Doing it in the field.
Also, if he's ready to go, this will help him.
Yeah. The other thing with Chiron is I won't go into the whole myth, but he gave up his immortality so that
Prometheus
could be freed from his you know, being stuck on the mountaintop, getting his liver pulled out by the eagle every day.
Yeah.
So
Mars and Venus?
Yeah, balancing kidney energy, balancing yin and yang. Yeah, there's kind of a weakness in the field, so this should help a little bit. I think too, Jude, a little bit of, when you get to it, solar seventh, maybe.
Well, that's the big ohm fork and the sun.
Yeah, yeah, just, this is, you know, is activating and illuminating and also helps with, that helps with the spine, but it also helps with the heart. Yeah, so Jude's going to do it down the back on these points that are called Huatojaji points that are on either side of the spine where the nerve roots come out. So the with horses, what we found is we haven't done a lot of work with horses hands-on, but our friends in New Mexico have had horses, and what they found is that really you need to do stuff from a distance with them. Some of them in the beginning you have to be standing clear across the across the pasture with them.
Oh, you mean doing this energy work?
Yeah,
yeah, because
they're
so sensitive.
Well, their fields are so big, and I think it's an instinctual thing of protection. And so when something new that they aren't familiar with comes into that, they're pretty kind of wary of it. So, but if you start out and they find that it doesn't hurt, you can come in and come in and come in and come in.
Yeah.
But with some horses, it can, especially depending on if they're really skittish or really wild, then it can take a while. Jude's doing the low.
These horses, seeing how they rescue them from all sorts of places, are they're all rescue horses, they would be skittish.
Yeah.
Yeah, even more so than your average.
Yeah, although, like the wild horses, the Mustangs and stuff have huge.
Ooh, that's nice. The Mars and Venus chimes.
Shields.
Ooh. Love that.
Yeah. Yeah, so again, balancing yin-yang, the Mars and Venus also, Venus has a direct connection to the kidneys, and Mars also affects the kidney yang energy, the activating energy.
Are you picking up any sense about Woody, whether he actually is getting ready to leave his body or not? You getting any sense for that?
I think some days he has good days and some days not.
I was wondering if Jude and Paul were picking up anything.
I think he finds, I think some days he finds living hard. But I'm not sure if he's ready to give up yet, but he certainly, there are some days I think with, having, trouble eating and things like that, that it's difficult for him.
He's getting the big bowl now.
Yeah.
Well, bless. Feel good on Woody?
Well, I just want to do one little thing kind of up in the sixth chakra area with him. Okay. Okay, I think that's it.
All right, so good for Woody. And then we've got Rebel you want to look at too?
Yeah, Rebel has, besides pushing, he also has, somebody told me just recently that he has cancer.
What color is Woody, or is Rebel?
Woody is the same, Woody or
Rebel,
both the same color, and they're both big. And he's got an abscess in his hoof, which makes it even worse. I had pleasure of holding them while they tried to put a boot on him, with the baby diaper and tape around the baby diaper. That type of thing.
Front or back?
Which foot?
The front is the right, it's the left foot.
Front left?
Yeah, it's the front left.
Okay.
That has the abscess. When we were trying to put the boot on,
Yeah.
He would try and lay down.
It looks like Sedna and Chiron is.
Maybe he was just trying to help.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Well, I was picking up something in a back hoof, too, but it may just be compensatory.
And it might be. Big Try sent to Martha shows him with his the hurt foot. He has it in his big, huge grain dish. It's sort of like he doesn't want his companion in there. But that's like Woody. Woody does the same thing. Woody puts his foot in his grain dish so that Helen, blind Helen, can't get into the grain.
Oh, so they're blocking it.
Yeah.
Well, that's smart. It's better than sitting in it.
Yeah.
So Jude's continuing to use. She did some kind of direct stuff for the hoof with Sedna and Chiron, and then what did you just do?
For the back hoof, I did Chiron
and Neptune. Yeah, Neptune rules the feet, so this sort of the back. I mean, corresponding would be the back would be a foot.
Huatos on this animal too.
So Huatos here with Mercury and Chiron down the back.
Also, Rebel's getting these down the spine as well.
Yeah, different forks, but. Same points. This is kind of helping to balance and heal the nervous system. Not like nerve damage, but more like information processing of the nervous system. You know, like stuff coming in from the outside that they're trying to process.
Oh, and he's going to get the dig.
I'd love that.
Yeah, yeah. So here comes the big dig. We'll see if they feel good on that one. All right, so Woody and Rebel are taken care of.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Let us know if you notice any changes.
I will.
Okay. Thanks
Take
for
care.
Calling.
Blessing
Appreciate
all.
It.
Good
okay.
to talk to you again.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For helping us out last week. we're everybody's inside this week, so we're good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for
Bye-bye.
Calling. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, hold on to your phone lines, everyone. We're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. It is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Linda, you're next, and then we're going to Peggy and then to Nikki. One phone line open, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We're a couple of baby boomers who bring you a talk radio mix of metaphysics and music, politics, and pop culture.
And you never know which celebrity will join us for an interesting conversation.
Mance and Mitchell is Boomer HQ, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on 1150 AM KKNW.
Your home for alternative talk in Seattle and Western Washington.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671. Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. It's Harmonic Energy Shifting Day with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. They work with human clients in their offices in the Greenwood area of Seattle. Also sometimes animal clients, but most of the time working remotely with our animal friends. And then, of course, we work remotely with animals and humans and all over the world. So no space, no object with distance.
No object with distance. No object with objects.
No. All right. We still have one line open, 425-373-5527. Toll free, 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. However, we're out of the printing department right now. So the best I can do is just tell me what it says, so they'll have to be brief. Anyway, we are going to welcome Linda to Animal World. Linda, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on with you, Linda?
Well, I had bunion surgery, and I'm getting the pins out this coming week. And I just wanted maybe a little tune-up to make sure nothing was going to go wrong or anything.
And this is in a foot?
In a foot, right.
Which foot?
The right foot.
I was going to say front or rear, but I was in the wrong species there, Linda.
Towards the top.
Yeah, so right foot, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
We're going to give lots of paw problems today.
Now that's on you. You said you had bunion surgery, but
right.
You've got pins in your foot for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't understand that.
They when you have bunions, sometimes the toe is so far over, and mine was severe, so they had to take notches out of the bone and then bring it over.
I see.
And then it has to heal.
So they're like repositioning the toes,
right,
or something.
Exactly.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I see. That makes sense. So looks like Jude was Ohm and New Moon, so you must have been opening up.
Yeah. And then she's gone to Neptune, which rules the feet, and
I don't know. Neptune and Saturn?
Yeah, Saturn, which has to do with bones and structure and skeletal stuff, joints.
So Neptune rules the feet?
Well, it rules the feet through its rulership of Pisces. Pisces rules the feet, Neptune rules Pisces. So,
gotcha. Interesting.
And Saturn rules kind of the skeletal structure and joints specifically. So it's kind of more directed and balancing. And then high frequency Chiron Om in the field. Whenever there's injury, and certainly surgery is traumatic injury, even if it's not abdominal surgery or anything, any kind of surgery causes some disruption in the energy field. So building that back up is important. Helps things heal faster, for one thing. And then Jude's grabbing a Nibiru here, which is for creating a sort of a new matrix for things to heal on and create a more balanced regeneration of the foot.
Excellent.
She's working up by the knee. You're doing stomach 36, Jude. So this is a point on the leg that's a nourishing point. It's really helps with it helps with a lot of things. It's probably the most used point in acupuncture because it does so much. But it's a really strong point for helping your body use the nutrients that it that you're eating and
this is
that.
A point by the knee.
Well, it's below the knee. It's about a hand's width below the knee on the outside.
She used Om and Earth Day.
Earth Day, because it's it generates energy. So this is building chi, basically, through this point.
How are you feeling, Linda?
I'm feeling good. Okay. Yes, definitely. I can feel something going on here.
Excellent.
Yeah, it'll be nice to walk again.
Now, do you feel like the surgery is healing well?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
It's been a long time, and then once this one done, the other foot gets done.
So there's some kind of an entanglement, there's some kind of an energy entanglement that's off the field, or in the field, but way off, kind of an off to the side.
This is in Linda's energy field.
Yeah, well, around her foot, yeah.
Around the foot, okay.
So kind of untangling, Jude, I think. Open, and then maybe the zodiac. I think do the, like spatial clairvoyance kind of stuff. It looks like a really dense kind of entangled energy. So this is opening it up and kind of allowing it to free up. It's almost like undoing a ball of twine or something, opening it up so you can use the energy.
So is that like helping the blood flow or whatever?
It'll help blood. It'll help, the energy, just the energy in general flow down there. But this is actually energy that's kind of pulling energy away from your
seems
field.
Seems like Dij day today, because the Dij is coming out again here for you.
Yeah, this will help to kind of open it up and balance it. It's almost gone. I think one little shot with the Neptune to dissolve what's left and we'll be good.
Excellent.
Back to Neptune here for a different reason. Neptune new moon here. Yeah, that's good.
All right.
There may have been something that was part of the original pattern. It might have been something that's part of the surgical pattern, but it's
gone now, huh?
It's gone now.
Actually, it feels to me like it was part of the original pattern that created the bunion.
Oh. Well, that's that's what when you were saying that, that's my intuition at that point was that it was part of the original pattern, because I heard in my mind somewhere from whatever dimension, I don't know, was saying, so the bunions don't come back, is what I got.
Sometimes when you change a pattern like that, so the bunion's gone, but the energy pattern is still there, so it can create a different manifestation.
Would that be something like when, like, someone has an amputation and the arm or the leg is gone, but they still feel it?
Phantom limb, not exactly.
Not exactly, no. But
I mean, okay. that's a phantom painting, but a lot of times there's an energetic imbalance that is dense enough and persistent enough to take form in some way.
Okay.
So removing the physical manifestation of it, if you don't change the energy density, allows it to show up in another place.
Yeah, it may not show up in the same form. It may show up as a different thing.
Yeah, it might show up as something different. So breaking up the pattern keeps that from happening.
Excellent. All right. So, Linda, you're in good shape, and let us know how your surgery goes.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks for calling Animal World. All righty. That opens up another line for you guys. We're open at 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Right now, we are going to head to Carnation and Peggy. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Good morning, Peggy.
Hey, good morning, Martha. How are you?
Oh, it's that Peggy. Hi.
It is.
Hi. You know, this is everybody. All you regulars have been around for a while. You recognize Peggy's voice. Peggy is our friendly mortgage broker gal.
Ah.
And
indeed I am.
An animal rescue horse person. So
yes, indeed.
So do you want to, because you have moved to a new place, we're still working on getting you back on the air, but do you want to give yourself a plug while you're here?
Oh, sure. Well, you know what? I just love working with all of Martha's friends. I'm happy to help anybody that has any kind of mortgage-related needs. I also like to just let people know that even if they just want to check if what they have is the best thing for them, I am always happy to tell you. And I will also tell you that I'm not always the best person to do what people need, and I have lots of friends in the business that we refer back and forth to each other to make sure that all of our friends and clients get the best thing that's for them. So,
all right.
Nobody can do it all, but we sure do try and share and make sure that everyone's in the right place financially.
So if someone needs help in that mortgage department or needs just some consultation to know if they're doing the right thing with somebody they can trust, how do they get a hold of you?
Feel free to give me a call at 206-947-0615, or my website is peggykahler.com, peggykahler.com.
All righty, peggykahler.com or 206-947-0615. So, what are you calling about today?
Well, Martha, I was calling to tell you what a fabulous job you did with my dogs and to give you a plug, in fact.
Oh, hey.
I'm not sure all the time that people really understand the depth of your understanding. From just one conversation, you solved a problem with my dogs that has been ongoing for like 4 years. So
and this was a conversation over the phone, right?
Absolutely. It was just a...
We had reconnected. We were chatting. You had a problem with your dogs. And actually, you were contacting me because you wanted to schedule me to come out and do a session with you.
That was absolutely what I wanted and what I thought I needed.
And
instead, we had one conversation. I took one trip to the hardware store, put up some plastic sheeting between where my dogs and horses are.
Mm-hmm.
Zero barking now, zero fighting between the dogs. I mean, it's just been an amazing change.
Woo-hoo!
Like, the whole energy at my farm has changed. Unbelievable. So,
What Peggy was telling me, folks, just so you know, Peggy's out in Carnation. She has horses. She has dogs and rescue dogs. And apparently for 4 years, you've been going nuts because your dogs... would, whenever the horses came out running around, the dogs would go, because the dogs had outdoor, you know, when they were out in their dog yard, they'd bark at the horses, and then we were getting a displaced aggression behavior because the dogs couldn't actually get at the horses. They'd end up turning on themselves, and you were getting fighting.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So.
And hilariously, the horses would like the dogs would be losing their minds barking at the horses, and the horses would walk up next to the fence where they are and literally fall asleep and take a nap. It didn't faze the horses on any level. So, they were just like, what's all the commotion? I think I'll snooze right here. So they would just incessantly bark at the horses all day long. And then, you know, it had never occurred to me that they would just turn that aggression that was all pent up on each other until it happened really drastically and there was veterinarians involved.
Right. And so then of course Martha got called, and then I explained to you you know, what was going on with the displaced aggression and why the fighting was happening, and that the key was to stop the dogs from getting all upset and barking at the horses and getting that energy mm-hmm. going, and then because of then displacing it on themselves. And you had planned to restructure your property and move the dogs mm-hmm. to someplace else on the property where they wouldn't be able to see the horses, right?
Yes, and that's still going to happen because we're building a new barn. So
excellent.
That's actually today's project is taking down the old one. But that's still going to happen, which now I 100% know that that's the right direction to go.
Right. Because what I explained to you then was often mm-hmm. when you have a fence between two sets of animals and one is dogs that are barking a lot or both are dogs, mm-hmm. that often if you can take the visual away from them, if they can't see the horses, then that usually stops the barking. So I told you about my little trick of using black plastic ground cover tarping and staple gunning it, you know, to the fence. So you went out and did that, right?
I drove immediately after talking to you.
Okay.
to the big hardware store and bought a big giant box of that stuff and went home and stapled it to the fence, and honest to goodness, it feels like we've had a miracle transformation.
Yeah.
Literally, that was the last time they barked at anything.
Woohoo!
Like, you know, I mean, now, you know, if a deer wanders through the yard, you know, on the other side of the fence, they'll still, you know, make a little noise because they can see that way. But they can't see the horses now. And even though the horses are, like, literally right there, and it's just crazy that they don't, I would have thought them just being able to hear them on the other mm-hmm. side would be enough to set them off. Nope, they just don't care. They're over there at all now. It's just, and their whole energy, even when they're in the house with us now, even when they're in their other dog yard with each other, it's just so much calmer. Everything's so much calmer. And my husband, who is a giant skeptic about anything I tell him about energy, even he is like, okay, that did really work. Yes, honey, it did really work. It's fabulous.
Well, so, I can only imagine that before the tarping, the barrier was up, that the dogs were like agitated all the time.
And yeah, they were. I mean, even when they were in the house, they were still agitated with each other, no matter how calm. And I mean, sometimes I would just have to bring one at a time in the house in order to have, you know, relaxing time with them. So, yeah, I think they were just on high alert like all the time.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's just been an amazing shift. And again, that was just a phone call to you, Martha. So I really do want to tell your listeners that don't hesitate to call Martha. No, apparently, no, you know, I mean, I just really didn't think there was going to be a solution for this. I just thought the mix of the three dogs that I had rescued was just a bad mix and that I was just going to kind of have to tough this out through the span of their life. And it's just been an unbelievable change with one roll of black plastic.
Well, I'm just delighted to hear that. Now, is there anything that Jude and Paul can do for you or your animals?
Well, you know, so there's two things, actually. So my oldest dog, Dodger, he has fear issues around everything. Like if somebody comes in the house, any person that he doesn't know really well, you know, he barks and barks and barks, and he backs up, and he goes and hides in his crate, and he shakes. He was super abused by, you know, whoever had him before I got him.
Hey, what kind of dog is Dodger?
He's probably a Ridgeback Pit mix of some kind. He's about 80 pounds.
Okay.
He's probably 10 or 11 years old.
What color?
He's an apricot.
Apricot, okay. So an apricot Ridgeback Pit mix. Well, mm-hmm. June's already tuned in. She's using Mars and Venus.
Yeah, and she's doing them on points on the back that relate to the kidneys. Now she's going to go down and do another point near the ankle that also relates to the kidneys. In Chinese medicine, the emotion that relates to the kidneys is fear. So when we get animals or people, for that matter, who have fear issues, we always look to see if there's some kind of kidney imbalance. And it doesn't mean they have to have, you know, nephritis or
right.
or urinary sure. problems. It's just energetically that emotional aspect of the kidney energy can be disrupted. So strengthening the kidney energy And so you're doing four gates here?
Wren.
Oh, Wren. Okay, so also doing...
What, Venus and Full Moon?
And Full Moon on the... this is another extraordinary vessel. It's called the Wren Mai or the Conception Vessel, and it's a point that nourishes the yin energy of the kidneys, among other things. And now you're going to do this the Dew Channel, which will help to balance the yang energy of the kidneys on what? The...
Forks flying out of her hands here.
On the governor's
wow.
missile.
So. Lucky Dodger.
Every move is carefully planned.
Well, I'm so glad, because I think I fired you an email, Peggy, recently, say, hey, what's going on with your dogs? You haven't reported back or something.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's an email address that I don't look at very often. It's not my... I sadly am glued to my work email, but my personal email is usually the one I use to, you know, sign up for special coupons, that kind of
uh-huh.
thing. And so I don't go in very often, and I literally just saw it yesterday, Martha, and I thought, oh, I'm going to call Martha this morning.
Excellent. Yeah, I didn't send it very long ago, but you're right. I didn't look up whatever the last one you connect. I just went to the old one I had in my computer.
That's perfectly fine. I just, like I said, I just don't check that one.
So Dodger, now he got some chimes, and now he's getting a little Tibetan bowl here.
Oh.
Are you guys picking up anything on Dodger and this fear thing?
Well, the kidney energy. That's why we went and did all those kidney things. And it's from some past, it's an emotional pattern.
From past stuff being a rescue.
Yeah, something in his past. I think. What
that's
are you gonna
time travel?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're gonna time travel back to deal with. Oh, that sounds like fun.
Oh, wow.
Woohoo!
Go back pre trauma time here.
So you're using Om and Saturn.
Yeah, Saturn is the other name for Saturn is Kronos, right? And Kronos has to do with time, right? Kronos chronology.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I get it.
So dissolving and opening the.
Okay.
So now Neptune and New Moon?
Yeah.
Flow and opening?
So we're back. We're still back in that.
The old pattern.
Yeah, pre kind of, or at the point where the pattern started, and then Jude's opening and dissolving it.
Well, this will be interesting, Peggy. You'll have to let me know if you notice anything
sure.
different.
Dodger is the dog that when we saw him in the shelter, he was curled in the corner, shaking like a leaf, and like couldn't make eye contact with anyone. And it was one of those things. We've had him, I think, 8 or 9 years now. But we just couldn't leave him there. It was like, okay, we know you're going to be a project, but come on.
So,
and super loving to everybody that he knows.
So I think a little first chakra too here, because this is a. This is a fight or flight triggering of the energy. So, and
that would make sense.
And even in humans, that fight or flight thing can become addictive because it pumps adrenaline and cortisol into your body, and it makes people can get really addicted to that. And so you get people that are either fearful or angry, and it kind of is a self reinforcing. Thing, and it's totally at the unconscious level.
Oh, here comes the bell. Now the Tibetan bells come out. Yay.
Yeah, Tibetan bell, part of the reason we use Tibetan bell is it goes back to the void. It goes back to undifferentiated oneness. So it goes back before things start to become.
All right. Looks like you
manifested.
Feel complete there.
Yep.
All right, so Peggy, you'll have to let me know how Dodger's doing, and notice what's different.
I will indeed.
And I'm delighted.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, and I'm just delighted to hear how wonderfully we shut down the barking and everything. I'm so grand. I'm just so glad it was such a grand solution.
It was literally immediate, Martha. So thank you all very much. And I will indeed report back about Dodger.
All righty. And we'll look for we'll look forward to you rejoining our family again at some point.
Absolutely. I will send you an email this week, Martha. And thank you all so much. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Peggy. Thanks for calling Animal World.
You're
welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Nikki and Carl, hold on to your phone lines. We've got to take care of our advertisers one more time. And then we're coming back to Nikki and then Carl, Kari. You're next. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. And boy, we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Be sure to check out all our great advertisers because, you know, we only advertise the very best. And if I wouldn't use it myself, for me or my animal friends, you won't hear about it on the show. Check out the NuPro supplements, N-U-P-R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And I happen to have a car full of samples. And so a lot of the really great NuPro supplement is going home with Jude and Paul for Magic Poodle. So we'll get a report on NuPro from them. And my animals are all of them are wild about the NuPro supplement. I've just started Robbie on the new Life Spice. That's got all the turmeric and everything in it. And my cats, all five of them, just love the NuPro nuggets. And in fact, I have those that they won't start eating their food until I put their NuPro nuggets on their food now. Anyway, it's really great stuff. NuPro, as in Peter or Paul. NuPro.com, NuProSupplements.com, and Anti-Icky Poo, the best odor neutralizer on the planet, in my opinion, and the best on cat urine, for sure. Mr. Max is the company. check them out. A lot of veterinarians have it. You can find it around the area. You can go to marthanorwalk.com, and on the homepage, links will come up to all our advertisers. You can click on them to get more information and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Vashon Island. Great distance learning programs and campuses all over the world now. All righty, let's see. It is time to get back to the phones. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are here, and we're going to head to Seattle and welcome Nikki back to Animal World. Nikki, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Yeah, hi, thank you.
Hey,
good
Nikki.
Morning.
Are you calling back about your kitty Tiger?
Yeah, it was just amazing.
Oh, well, okay, well, let's see now. You called in last week when Dr. Nels was here.
I did, yeah.
And you called about Tiger, your kitty.
Right.
And tell us about Tiger again. About 8 years old, was that right?
Yeah, about yeah, exactly. And he was just super skinny, and I couldn't do it for about a year, and there was really nothing. We changed his food a lot and couldn't seem to make him gain weight. And in a week's time, since last week, he already is a little more filled out.
Wow, so...
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, because I think, I'm trying to remember what Dr. Nels said when he tuned in to Tiger. Did he say he was stuck in the freeze-flight thing?
Exactly, yeah.
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 And so his freeze-flight mechanism was stuck.
Right.
And Nels opened that up. But you said has his appetite changed or increased, or are you just noticing him being able to put on weight?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah, he seems to just... eat the food, yeah.
Excellent.
Happier all around.
Excellent. So now we need, I told Nikki to call back in again this week so that you, Jude and Paul, you guys could look at Tiger after he'd had a week of being out of the freeze flight to see what else, if anything, needs to be shifted or worked on. And Tiger, he's as I remember, he's a dark tabby cat, right?
Exactly, yeah. Good memory.
Yeah. He's a dark tiger tabby.
And how old is he?
About 8.
Yeah, and he's a rescue guy?
Yep.
How long have you had him?
Probably 3 years.
So about 3 years, yeah. So there's 5 years prior to Nikki having him. Well, I'm delighted to hear, Nikki, that it shifted him so quickly.
It's so cool.
That's, of course, why we do this.
Right.
Because, well, let's face it, somebody tells you about, I called a radio show, or I'm going to go work with somebody, or remotely, or whatever. A lot of people would say, "Well, that's baloney,"
right?
But I want everybody to be able to experience these folks and to be able to afford it if they can't. And but it also is a real good way to find out that this stuff really works.
Right, and it seems so simple.
Exactly, it's certainly non-invasive and all of that good stuff. Now, what did you use, Mars and Venus on something there?
Well, yeah, and before that, you did the Earth Day 5th on... We're using another extraordinary vessel called the Chongmai, or the penetrating vessel, that kind of starts in the lower abdomen and goes up into the chest and kind of up into the back and like that. But it's a lot of it is for old familial habits and...
It's also really good for nutritive, for
nutrition
and nutrition and but also old patterns that are familial genetic things that are sort of ongoing in the energy field.
Mm.
What homeopathy calls sometimes miasms.
So we're kind of strengthening that. That extraordinary vessel, and then balancing it, and now Jude's doing stomach 36 point again, which is a point for helping strengthen the digestive system, among other things, and give energy and stimulate appetite and helps the immune system.
So I also did the Ren.
Nutritive
kind of
support
with the moon. Well, so I imagine, Nikki, you're going to see even more wonderful results. I mean, the fact that you notice in a week's time you've already noticed him starting to gain weight, and it's been over a year that you've been trying to work on this, huh?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that great? And just, but you get stuck in that freeze flight mechanism. I'm understanding more and more about that from working with Dr. Nels. And then, of course, I'm amazed every week by Jude and Paul and the miracles that they do.
Yeah, I mean, the whole positive experience made me actually think about my other cat. Could I ask a question about her?
Yeah, well, let's get, okay. I think, tell you what we'll do, Nikki, is, because we're at the top of the hour, Jude and Paul are finishing up with, Tiger right now. So how about we'll put you on hold, and we're going to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three, and then we'll come back and make sure we're done with Tiger and find out if we need to do your other kitty, and then we'll be going to Kari and Issaquah and then Phyllis. So everybody hold on to your phone lines. We're just going to close out hour number two and fire up hour number three. It's Harmonic Energy Shifting Day here with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.